It's Friday, January 6th, 2023. Merry Little Christmas, as it's known in Ireland, and welcome to episode 35 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, rains and high winds result in a state of emergency in Alameda. The City Council approves a needs statement for community development block grant funds, plus announces changes to upcoming meetings, as well as getting the latest buzz on the upcoming mosquito season. The Friends of the Alameda Wildlife Reserve offer tips on how you can lend a hand to the local ecosystem, some love for the local dining scene from across the bay, and one final look back at the Post's first year. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story: since December 26th, we've been visited three times by an atmospheric river, the system that brings water from the Pacific Ocean as far away as Hawaii. These systems are integral to the California water supply. In addition to rain, they are the principal source of the Sierra snowpack, which provides approximately 30% of the state's water supply. The snowpack is currently at 175% of average, but that precipitation has had quite an impact already here in the Bay Area. The New Year's Day storm dropped over 5 inches of rain on Alameda, as measured by the Post weather station. We saw road closures and localized flooding. Since then, more rain has come our way, and with the ground saturated, that water doesn't really have anywhere to go. On Wednesday, City Manager Jennifer Ott issued a declaration of local emergency, noting conditions of extreme peril to the safety of persons and property within the city. For much of the day Thursday, Alameda was under a combination of flood watches, advisories, and warnings. There have been road closures made worse by a vehicle accident that shut down the Park Street Bridge for a number of hours. The National Weather Service has posted a hydrologic outlook calling for more rain Saturday and Sunday after a brief respite on Friday. These additional rains carry the potential for more flooding. There is precipitation in the forecast for the foreseeable future, so take advantage of Friday's low in the weather to make sure you're prepared for the next rounds of rain. The city has been offering sandbags at Alameda Point, at Lexington and West Tower, and Washington Park at the lower parking lot. Take some time to ensure your storm drains are clear, and now is a good time to review your emergency preparedness plan. You can sign up for alerts on the county's AC Alerts system. Additionally, Alameda Fire Department uses the Zone Haven system to keep folks up to date on situations in their area. Find your zone at myzone.zonehaven.com. For the unhoused, don't forget that the city's warming shelter is again open at Christ Episcopal Church on the corner of Santa Clara and Grand. If you or someone you know is in need, call 211 for details. As always, keep an eye on alamedapost.com/news and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates. You can always find current weather conditions at alamedapost.com/weather. If you need a laugh in the face of all this rain, don't miss the latest edition of Two Birds from Alameda. Breece's feathered characters perfectly capture what a lot of us are feeling. Look for the cartoon at alamedapost.com/op-ed. Each year, Alameda receives approximately $1.15 million in community development block grant funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. This money finances programs to benefit low- and moderate-income households. To receive this funding, the city must annually review its current needs in preparation for developing a CDBG action plan. In December, the Social Service Human Relations Board submitted its recommendation for the fiscal year 2023 to 2024 needs statement, recommending preserving Alameda's safety net by prioritizing programs that address housing and homelessness, domestic violence, access to information and referral services, legal information services, mental health services, food pantries and food security, and available and affordable child care. As you might imagine, pandemic resulted in an increase of those seeking service in these areas. Mayor Marilyn Ezzy Ashcraft noted these increases. One of the largest increases was in legal assistance for seniors, which went from serving 50 seniors in fiscal year 20 to 21 to 294 individuals in 21-22. With federal funding expected to decline, Housing and Community Development anticipates requesting more funding from the city. The council voted unanimously to approve the needs statement. In other business, council voted to begin hybrid city meetings where the public can attend either online or in person as soon as possible, but not later than the beginning of March. This would include not only council meetings, but city board and commission meetings. Finally, Ryan Klosnitzer of the Alameda County Mosquito Abatement District shared that his district is, quote, preparing for a busy year, end quote, with all the rain fostering an increase in mosquitoes. Here's an area where you can help for no cost and little effort. Look around your property after the rains and tip over containers of standing water. For full details on the council meeting, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. You might remember the drought. Yes, it's still with us despite the current rains. We've heard a lot about the water-saving benefits of replacing lawns with native plants. Well, there's another benefit to those natives. It helps the ecosystem. Native plants provide a home for native insects. You might not like bugs, but birds depend on them to feed their young, and we depend on insects to pollinate 87% of all plants. The Friends of the Alameda Wildlife Reserve has provided a great guide to what plants will benefit not only wildlife, but you as well. Look for the article at alamedapost.com/features. If you are one of those who enjoyed a live Christmas tree this season, you can make sure your tree is properly taken care of. The Boy Scouts are running a fundraising tree pickup on Saturday the 7th. If you miss that deadline, Alameda County Industries will be picking up trees through the end of the month. No matter your method, please ensure that all decorations and stands are removed. Trees over 6 feet tall should be cut in half, and no flocked trees, please. If your tree is small, it can be cut up and placed in your green organics bin. Details at alamedapost.com/external. As anyone who lives on the island knows, Alameda is something of a foodie's paradise. Unfortunately, we sometimes get overshadowed by San Francisco. The folks across the bay recently gave the island its due with a great article on sfgate.com entitled, "Where Every Bay Area Foodie Should Eat and Drink in Alameda." Freelance food writer Chelsea Davis has assembled a list of 15 island favorites. That's a great one. Find the article at alamedapost.com/external. Earlier on the postcast, we discussed Alameda's littlest and oddest park, the Rockery, located at the intersection of Central Avenue, Alameda Avenue, and Benton Street. This week, the story continues as Steve Gorman examines the question, just who is Louise McGuire and why is there a plaque dedicated to her at this site? Learn all about Ms. McGuire and the tree planted in her memory back in 1929. Still grows today. Find Steve's article at alamedapost.com/history. On the subject of history, we certainly experienced it here at the Alameda Post. Before 2022 fades too far into the rearview mirror, take a moment to reflect on the year that was. Last week, we took a look at the first half of 2022. For a review of the events of July through December, including our election coverage, head to alamedapost.com/news. For the dog's eye view, check out Moof's Year in Review, as our intrepid four-legged reporter reflects on the year gone by with a little help from his human companion, Jeff Cambra. Find Moof's thoughts at alamedapost.com/features. After the plethora of holiday events, a return to whatever passes for normal is upon us. The Alameda Farmers Market is back on schedule this Saturday and Tuesday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Before the kids head back to school, the Pacific Pinball Museum is again offering their Little Flippers class this Saturday from 11:30 until 12:30. Free with paid admission, the class is designed to teach pinball and being a good sport to ages 5 through 12. Looking ahead to next weekend, the Alameda Backyard Growers present Bonsai for Beginners on Sunday the 15th. If you've ever wondered how to create bonsai, now's your chance to learn this ancient art. Details on these and other events at alamedapost.com/events. With school back in session this week, please take extra care as you're driving around. We've kind of gotten used to not having to look out for the kids during the winter break. Plus, all this rain makes for less than desirable driving and walking conditions. So please pay extra attention as you're on about your daily drive. Don't forget, the Post is now an official 501c3 charity, which means your donation is tax deductible. Thank you for supporting nonprofit news for Alameda. See all the benefits at alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcast, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler. I'll be back next Friday with episode 36 of the Alameda Postcast. And to all of you who kept your lights up through the entire 12 days of Christmas, thanks for bringing some extended holiday cheer to Alameda. It is greatly appreciated.